Hold on. There we go. Okay. It is my honor and privilege to introduce our speaker today. She joined Mary Kay in 1981 after winning a Mary Kay skincare set on The Price is Right. In 1982, she debuted as a Cadillac sales director with just 11 months after joining the company. Every year, she had a new bar pen, from $300,000 to $2 million. Her unit captured the number one spot in their division beginning in 1989 with $1,050,000 in production, then again in 1990 with $1,100,000 in production, then in 1991 with $1,150,000 in production, then in 1992 with $1,600,000 in production. Now, I'm numbers inclined, so that means in 1 year she and her unit did a 450,000 retail increase, which is approximately 225,000 wholesale in 1 year increase, and she didn't stop there. She broke Shirley Hutton's longstanding record of 1,450,000 with the 1,600,000. Then in 1993, just the next year, she broke the $2 million barrier with over $2,022,000 in production. Again, over a $400,000 retail increase in production in 1 year. She was the first double queen of unit sales and personal recruiting. Every year she was on the Queen's Court of Personal Sales, 7 years on the Court of Personal Recruiting, and she was the queen of recruiting twice. She's been number one in her division 5 times, number one in the nation 2 times. She debuted as a national sales director in March of 1994. The national area celebrates its 21st anniversary this year. Her highest check in 1 month so far, she has in parentheses, hope y'all are ready for this. This is where you get your antennas in the air and you believe you receive. Her highest check in 1 month has been $81,015. 21st consecutive year as an Inner Circle NSD. So that means she's been an Inner Circle NSD every year, if I'm doing that right. Anyway, her offspring NSDs are Phyllis Sammons, Heather Carlson, Sue Ubel, and Elaine Williams. She has reached $11 million in career earnings. Personally, she's the mother of 2 beautiful young ladies and the grandmother of 1 precious baby girl. Ruby is her name. Jordan, one of her daughters, is a senior Cadillac director in Mary Kay, married to Brent Iker. And like I said, they have her beautiful baby granddaughter, Ruby. Sydney is a worship leader and a vocal teacher, and she's married to James Rudder. She loves the Bible, exercise, and sweets. She's traveled cities of the world, Rome, Paris, London, Venice, Istanbul, Munich, Sydney, Hong Kong, Hawaii many times, Tahiti, Dublin, Monte Carlo, Saint-Tropez, Athens, Crete, Tenerife, San Juan, Vienna, Montreux, Florence, Auckland, and many, many more. Would you help me welcome Executive Senior National Sales Director, Kathy Helou. Hit *6, Kathy. I think they call this a pregnant pause. Kathy, we can't hear you. Kathy, you may have to hang up and dial back in.
Kathy, I can't hear you on the line. Are you there? You're going to need to. Hey. Yes. Okay. Okay. Okay, I did. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Y'all, Kathy called me on her cell phone. She's where something to do with freeconferencecall.com. I'm going to try something myself. Hold on. Look at that. Okay, Kathy, try star 6 now.
Cindy?
Yes.
Super. Thank you so
Hallelujah.
Much. I'm sorry. I just tried to figure it out, but I had to call back in. Anyway, thank you so much for inviting me, Cindy Fox, and thank you for being the innovator of this call and the point person that keeps it going for an entire year. That certainly is no easy task, lining up speakers and making sure they're on and that you can hear them every single week. So I, for one, am very, very grateful. Well, you know, it was funny when I listened to the accolades. No, I have not been in Inner Circle National for 21 years. I just passed over the 15 year or 16, I'm not sure, maybe 17. All I know is it was probably 4 years after I became a national. And also, it said that I love Bible in the Suites. Oh, my gosh, I do. And I want to just read a Bible verse to start with. It's my national area verses this year, and it's from Psalm 20. And it says, may he, that's the good Lord, grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed. And may we shout for joy when we hear of your victory and raise a victory banner in the name of our God. And may the Lord answer all of your prayers. You know, we've just been looking for victories all year long, and we've just been believing in victories. And I know that you, if you've been a faithful observer and participator of the London Calling calls, you are looking for your victories, and I pray that he grants you your heart's desire and the victories that you're looking for as well. You know, we have 36 days left in our seminar year to play full out, no matter where you are on the scoreboard. That doesn't matter. Leaders will be running across their victory lines with sales, sharing, and unit circle wins. They'll be picking up pink Cadillacs. They'll be debuting offspring directors. They'll be really enjoying the leading Reds winners, those people that they're raising up to be Reds by June 30th. We'll have lots of pink bling Tumblr winners, those people who love to sell this product at the end of this month, which will launch us into a super June. Star consultants finishing, car earning consultants. National areas will be completed in the next 7 days and in the next 36 days. You can count on it. We will see one-month directors emerge and people doing months they've never, ever done or imagined, ever. There are high-octane performances that have been building all year for these final finishes in the next 36 days. I have enjoyed every single national sales director who has shared on the London Calling calls. And if I missed a call because of travel, I would listen to the playback. All I can say is, Ann Newberry, she brought it home 2 weeks ago with her wisdom, her work ethic, that she had all her decades with Mary Kay. She's never been a complicated leader, but she's always been from the heart and business smart. There are so many nationals in our company that could bring this Grand Slam plan home, and they will be over the next 4 weeks that we have remaining in this seminar year. And I take plenty of pages of notes from every one of them. Proverbs 21:15 says, wise words are more valuable than much gold and many rubies. I couldn't agree more. So again, I just want to thank those who've gone before me on these calls with your wise words that have impacted my area directors in a way I can't even tell you. And so my goal this morning is to impact those on this call with wise words to each of you achieving women today. In the last couple of weeks, I've had the privilege of traveling to Dubai with the Inner Circle National Sales Directors and truly get my mind stretched beyond, just beyond when I'm just hanging out and listening and watching them. I learned so much from my Inner Circle sisters, and I feel completely blessed that I get to do life with them and call them business partners. Then London Calling. Just returned from London with the National Sales Director, so how fresh and wonderful it is for me to share about the, you know, earning the trip to London. I have to say it was one of the most fun trips ever. And how great that Kate and William decided to wait until the NSDs arrived on Friday morning to introduce Charlotte Elizabeth Diana to the world. And, of course, they painted the town pink in hers and our honor. We believe it was our honor, too. We just think God orchestrated that. To see London Bridge lit up in pink was truly like a highlight. I've been to London many times, but I've never been there during the birth of royalty. I don't know what your number is to finish the London trip, but I do know the picture that you have in your mind is what is most significant. We must know our numbers, but how we work toward the finish line is everything for our people to see and to set us up and poise us for the best year, even in 2015. I must admit, though, at this very point in time, after Labor Day, when I was leading my Hallou Leading Lady unit to finish the 2 million, and I had the number of 147,000 wholesale running around in my head, it was a bit of a challenge, to say the least, because in my mind, of course, with new star consultant orders, I would say to myself, wow, 147,000 wholesale, that's the $300,000 unit club in 22 days. How am I going to do that? So I had to convert that number of 147,000 wholesale production, which to me, that's like four cars. You know, that's like a home or a condo. You know, it's a beach house. I don't know what it is, but it was like so big that I had to convert it to people. I had to think about people, moving people up, a big groundswell movement of people, and growing my unit to the Fortunate 500. I had to think of a number. I want the Fortunate 500 to be those that will walk across that stage and let Mary Kay know that they broke a barrier in history of Mary Kay by being that first unit to reach 2 million. So sometimes we have to get our head around it and make it work for us. Well, I remember another instance when my offspring national sales director, Phyllis Sammons, wanted to finish the trip in her very first year as a new independent sales director. We laughed and strategized over her trying to do 65,000 wholesale when the most she'd ever done was just under 30,000. And that was over 15 years ago. Her one question was not how do I do the 65,000, but did I believe that she could do it? And I said, you know, naturally, probably not, Phyllis, but supernaturally, I believe you can do whatever you desire to do if you take God as your business partner and if you're willing to help enough people get what they want in their Mary Kay business, I believe you can do it. Well, Phyllis did take that trip as a $650,000 Circle of Excellence director her very first year. And I could share countless stories of women who did the impossible once they stopped focusing on the how-to and started the process of believing that it had been done before and that could be done again. You know, our wonderful Mary Kay used to always say, once the mind is stretched to a new dimension, it can never return to its former state. Well, again, when our unit finished the 2 million and we went above and beyond and finished over 300,000 retail in 22 days in June of 1993, because that was the end of the month, the first time they'd ever announced the month it was only going to be 22 days, I called Ron Trammell and I said, Ron, you can't do this to me. You know I'm running for the 2 million. Mary Kay asked me to do it, and now you're saying we're 8 days less? He said, everybody has the same 22 days because seminar is so early this year. That's going to be month end so we can have all the numbers for the first seminar. I was not a happy camper, you have to know, because it just was, there's no way it's going to happen. And then, I don't know, all of a sudden, $80,000 a month, once we did 147,000 wholesale in 22 days, $80,000 a month, which is what it takes to be a $2 million director, and $40,000 wholesale is what it takes to be a $1 million director, and $33,000 wholesale is what it takes to be a prestige trip director at the $800,000 level, and $27,500 is all it takes to be a London director or a Circle of Excellence director. You know, it's kind of like when we start out with Star Consultant Inventory Options. We say, well, there's the Pearl at 48, then there's the Emerald at 36, the Diamond at 3, the Ruby at 24, and then there's the Sapphire, you know, at 18. Well, if you say, well, there's 80,000 wholesale a month is 2 million, and then 40,000 a month is the $1 million club, and 33,000 is the prestige trip, and then 27.5 is, you know, the Circle of Excellence, gosh, and 16 is Cadillac, you know, 20,000 is, you know, half a million. It's all in perspective, isn't it? When your perspective changes, your work patterns change. So what are you communicating to your unit consultants? Because they're a huge part of this victory. And the size of your belief as their director will determine the size of their individual belief in their own personal goals and how you see them performing. National sales director, Emeriti, Daylene White, who happened to be my national sales director when I joined Mary Kay, always said that people rise up to how you see them and the belief that you pour into them. Small goals will lead to small victories, and big goals will lead to big victories. They will rise to the level that you see them performing. Always remember that. Don't look at what they're doing or how your unit's performing now. The vision is where are you going? How do you see these people? What wonderful qualities do you see in each of these people? And catch them doing things right and share with them often. Well, we have 36 days and 24 hours in each of those 36 days to do amazing things. Breaking down each day into three parts gives you a sense of urgency and the ability to accomplish three wins every day. Three secure wins each day times 36 days remaining till June 30th is 108 wins of epic proportion. And let me, I'll share that with you in a bit, but very quickly, the whole concept is if we would work from the morning part, you know, of our day, whether that morning, our morning starts at 5 and it ends at 11, or our morning starts at, you know, 9 and it ends at 12, and we would find a 6 most important things list in those 3 or 4 hours in the morning and make that list the MVP list, which is the most valuable priorities list, instead of just doing stuff just to check it off your list. It has to be something that aligns with your goal. And then you repeat that in the afternoon, maybe from 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock or 1 o'clock till 4:30. You have another 6 MVPs, and you check them off your list, and you have a second win in the middle of the day. Then you've got steam and momentum during the day to have your third segment of the day, you know, worked out, and that is the evening. Whether it's, you know, 6:30 to 8, whether it's 7:30 until 9:30, whatever your evening hour looks like, and you have your third set of 6 MVPs, you have your third win in the day. And when you have those drip, drip, drip compounding wins, wow, you start gaining steam and you start utilizing every part of your day, especially when you're running for a victory in the next 36 days. Well, last week I traveled to Santa Fe, New Mexico at the invitation of Mary Kay Corporate to be a mentor at the Exclusively for Elites event with 68 women who have the intention, they have the commitment behind the intention, and the burning desire, passion to be the next national sales directors to carry the torch of Mary Kay into the next generations and be the protectors of the Mary Kay dream. Again, the privilege of working alongside corporate and national sales directors, Ari Hathaway, and new national sales director of 1 year, Sue Panko, was an elevation of my thinking, and it fired me up as every phone call and event always shifts me. Truly, each of these events, each of these phone calls with visionaries, and that means women with vision for their future, not based on their reality now. I call them visionaries because they're actually engineering with vision their future. It always changes me. I'm always shifted when I'm in the presence of great leaders with brilliant ideas, with out-of-the-box thinking from a different generation. Ari's a different generation from Sue Pankow, and I'm a different generation from Sue and Ari. But when you get to be with out-of-the-box thinking minds, women who think supernatural thoughts, where you know the only way a goal can be achieved is with the power of the Holy Spirit, wow. That way the Lord gets all the glory for the victory, and I love being in the space of people that think that way. Because surrounding myself with women who paint with a broader brush and are passionate about the lifestyle and choices our Mary Kay opportunity gives women around the globe is exactly where I want to place myself, in that protected space, because I call it protected space. We can put ourselves in the space of people who are not big thinkers, and I promise you, one of you is going to influence the other one. So I'd rather be in the space of people who think out of the box, paint with a broader brush, and protect my mental space, protect my heart. You know, it can almost make you stand still if you don't create your plan of action to move forward with vision and passion. Friends, I truly believe that when you decide to place yourself in the arena of Circle of Excellence women, who achieve the trip each year at the $650,000 and above unit circle, you will be blessed by the places you travel in the world. But the true blessing is the girlfriends you'll start collecting and cherishing along your journey in life, those people who will elevate your thinking and change the way you do life. They think differently. They act differently. Perfect example, when my daughter earned her first top director trip, she was like, I said, what was the highlight? She was in a fabulous place in the world. She said, Mom, you're going to think I'm a nerd, but the highlight for me was sitting and listening to the Million Dollar Directors and having Kim McClure invite me up to the Million Dollar Slumber Party, because Kim knew that we had a hand in starting that process many, many years ago. And she said she put her Million Dollar robe on me. You know, that very thing is what I'm talking about. That gave my daughter something that I couldn't give her. She grew up in the Mary Kay business, but to have a mentor like Kim McClure, number one in the company then, reach out, invite her up to her slumber party, put her robe on her and take a picture, that next year, that Jordan Hulu Iker and the Joyful Noise unit ended up being a million-dollar unit. That's what I'm talking about. That would never have happened had she not been on that $650,000 trip. So I want you to know that those women on the trip, they think differently, they act differently, they will shift and change you to think and act differently as well. Another example I have here just to drive the point home is I was invited to Manzanillo, Mexico to share the United States viewpoint and Mary Kay's legacy with 61 national sales directors from all around Mexico. And shortly thereafter, actually just 2 months later, I was invited to Moscow, Russia to be a mentor to elite executive senior directors and national sales directors in the country of Russia. I was there to mentor them. Ha, that was the biggest joke of all. Those two trips to Manzanillo, Mexico and Moscow, Russia changed me forever because these women I saw, they appreciated the American dream. They embrace working the American dream. They want a brighter future for their families. They're not used to luxury. They're not used to being cared for. They're willing to get out of their comfort zones. They're willing to get out of their safety zones. They're willing to run their own races with purpose and passion and take others with them. They cry when they see Mary Kay Ash on a video screen. They take pictures. There's more pictures taken when Mary Kay comes on the screen because they never had the privilege of meeting her. They blow her kisses. I sit there and cry watching them get all excited about a woman on a screen. They bow their heads. I see them praying. They give thanks. It's truly a cherished treasure to them to be able to work in the company called Mary Kay. In each country, Mexico and Russia, these leaders of leaders asked me how many national sales directors at a luncheon that I attended with them that I plan to debut that year. Well, I thought to myself, are they kidding me? I'm thinking about first-line directors. They're asking me how many nationals that I plan to debut that year. They were all talking about that each one of them around the table said, we're debuting one. One said, I'm debuting two. And the other one said, well, I'm debuting three this year and three next year. Well, I left Russia with a dream in my heart. I left Mexico with a dream in my heart because of their thinking and how they cherish the Mary Kay opportunity and their work ethic is so strong. Before I left Russia, I bought a set of 7 Russian nesting dolls. I lined them up in my closet when I got them home. They're still in my closet today. I named the first big Russian doll that held all the rest Phyllis Sammons because she was my first and only national sales director before I went to Mexico and Russia. You know, she was my only one prior to being the presence of these visionary women are those that they're future women and leaders, and they threw all of their all into their dreams and their futures. They had a vision for their future. They were engineering by saying, I'm having one offspring national, I'm having two, I'm having three. That's a whole other ballpark of thinking. I lined these Russian dolls up in my closet to remind me of the dream and the passion these sister nationals had across the globe. Today, there are 4 of my Russian dolls with names on them. The 4 Russian dolls. I have Phyllis Sammons. I have Heather Carlson. I have the Sue Ubel Russian doll and the Elaine Williams Russian doll. And our 5th Russian doll will have her name placed on there. In 6 short days, Melody Fox will be the 5th Russian doll. I have the other 2 lined up to go in. I already know who they are. They've already had conference calls with the company. My whole point is I tell you why you want to go to London. Why do you want to go on every other top sales director trip from this London, England trip to every single trip? Because you will never be the same. You will be shifted and changed. You will think thoughts that you never thought before, and complacency will never be a word in your vocabulary. And I would never associate that word with any of these women that I'm privileged to be in their presence. They are building people. They are building leaders. They are building businesses by selling this product, by transferring their skills, of sharing this opportunity. They're casting visions for brighter futures for their consultants. They're helping their consultants and their sales directors manufacture dreams for their families that otherwise would not be possible without the Mary Kay opportunity. Repeat, repeat, repeat. So when you consider what a privilege and a high calling it is to be able to change the trajectory of a human life because of your work, that's an investment. That is not spending time. That's an investment in the lives of countless generations. It's humbling, and it's exciting, and it's amazing to think that you can participate in someone else's life change for them and their families. Imagine how Mary Kay must have felt as she was ushered into the presence of the Lord in heaven herself. He probably looked at her and said, "Well done, my good and faithful Mary Kay Ash servant." I want to hear him say those words to me. I want to make sure that when I end up, you know, my career ends and I've spent 38 or 39 years with Mary Kay, that I will feel the same pleasure, the same blessing that Mary Kay felt and everybody else that retires out into the emeritus position. We need to look at our work as a blessing and a privilege to participate in the plans that the Lord has for the lives of women all over the globe. And we get a chance to participate in his ultimate plan. You know, sometimes I scratch my head and I ask if I have allowed myself or the women in my national area family to fall into complacency, just to be in their good graces, to not have them angry with me for pushing them, or if I just allowed them to settle into their circumstances rather than rising above them and working through their circumstances. We're all going to have challenges and obstacles. That's called the game of life. We as sales directors must help the consultants that we lead to see this opportunity as the treasure that they have become so passionate about, that they cherish it and take advantage of all the blessings as they change complexions with this state-of-the-art product and they change lives with this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I could spend our entire time together today with giving you a leadership talk and spin you right out of control with passion and enthusiasm where you're like not even catching your breath for finishing well, but I choose to share what I would be doing right now if I were running to finish a ginormous unit goal. And I've run through many finish lines with my own personal goals, so that's what I've been charged with in our time together. So fasten your seatbelts. We're going to take a quick road trip to June 30th. Number one, know your timetable. You have 36 days, including today. If you worked in corporate America, you work with a five-day work week mentality. You work at least 40 hours of each of those five-day work weeks. So let's equate that to our Mary Kay work weeks. That means we have seven corporate work weeks of 5 days, because 7 times 5 is 35, and one extra day to make up the 36 days we have today all the way through June 30th. I simply choose to have the 5 days in a corporate person's work week at minimally 40 hours each of those 5 day weeks. It's always been my mindset. You are not the average director. You are the above average and then some director, because you have your eyes set on a trip. You have your eyes set on elevating where you are. So just hearing that you have those corporate work weeks, don't you feel like you've just been given the gift of time to reach your goals? So I would open up my date book after this call or your planner and look at those 36 1-by-1-inch squares that we call days. And I take the Lord as my business partner, and I would pray over those 36 squares that represent 36 days of 24 hours in each day and ask the Lord to fill them up with divine appointments. I'd ask him to give you the resources needed, which are people. You need people. You need people to complete your dreams. You need energy, personal energy. You need dollars for people to be able to get their products and start their businesses. You need events to put these winners in so give them opportunities to share the opportunity, and you need results. So you pray that the good Lord would give you, you know, the resources of the people, the energy, the dollars, the events, and the results. We know that we can fill up those 36 1-by-1-inch squares, but what a ride we're in for when he fills them with the divine appointments and fills up with the boldness and courage. He fills us up with what we need to go out and be powerful each day. You know, I think it's Ephesians 2:10. It's not my notes, but it says we are his workmanship, created to do works that he planned for us long ago. So he's already got these works planned for us long ago. It says we are his masterpiece. We were created to do the works that he planned in advance for us. He's already prepared them. You just have to connect with him and say, "Lord, what is it that you have prepared for me to do?" Because you don't want to miss the grand scheme of what he has planned for your life. And if you don't ask him, I promise you're going to operate in your own strength, and you're not going to get nearly what he had in store for you, what he had prepared for you. What a difference What a difference a day will make when he's giving you the orders from headquarters rather than you trying to figure it out on your own. We weren't created to do this alone. So make every day count. No days off for those serious-minded women who want to finish well and set yourself up for an incredible July with a strong finish to May's month end and a hearty beginning to the June momentum, which, you know, June is not even a month that we could, like, even wrap our brains around, because people do things in June that, honestly, it would be like me telling you I can do a backflip right now. I've never tried a backflip. I'd probably break my neck. But you know what? In June, I might be able to do a backflip, just like you could do 147,000 wholesale or a unit club if you have to finish a goal. You know, think about that. It's a very different animal. June is very, very different. Okay, so number two, you need a strategy. You are at point A right now. Wherever you are right now is your point A. Your goal is to get to point B, whatever that goal is. That takes a plan of action, which is your strategy, and then it takes the execution of that plan to move to point B. Execution of your strategy is the key, my friends. Communicating that plan of strategy is super important for you to enlist followers. Those are your consultants who have their own personal goals. You see, finding a place for all to play is a critical element in everyone embracing the plan. You see, only 2% of our company are sales directors. 98% of our consultants need a place to win. They need a place to find their victory. We must create places for the 98% to find their win and contribute to the unit goal while working one-on-one over the phone and in the field with the 2% that want career cars, that want your position and mentorship, and those that want to build their own organizations. So you see, it is a strategy. You have to be a strategist, but you'll be paid well to be a strategist. You will be paid well to figure out what is going to make your organization move forward. We have sellers, and they need to be rewarded. I don't care what anybody says. I want a bunch of people selling this product and having 10 and 15 and 20 customers. I remember the day a new consultant would come into my unit, and I'd hand him a sheet of paper, and there were 50 circles on the top and 50 more on the bottom and a line drawn through, and I said, do you want 50 customers in your first year, or do you want 100? If you want 50, it takes two faces a week times 50 weeks. If you want 100, it's two faces a week. So which plan do you want, 50 faces or 100 faces? We never, ever didn't launch a vision for a new consultant to get 50 customers. Because if they get 50 customers and don't come to meeting, they're still going to place their wholesale orders because they still want to service their customers and service their family and friends, you know, if they're on the family and friends plan. They're not going anywhere, which is why those of us that built units back in the day have units that are built to last, because we taught people how to sell the product. So you find those sellers and you really reward those sellers. We have star consultants. They are the cream of the crop sellers, and they are consistent sellers. I don't care if you're not doing anything big for star consultants, have them over for a spaghetti dinner and you know, a good movie, whatever, but you do something for those star consultants. We have those consultants who order every month, but perhaps only $225 to $450, but they order every month. You can count on that and project that into what you need every month. We have consultants who order every other month. You can watch their patterns. You know, those people are significant because that's six times a year. Then we have quarterly ordering consultants, those people who order once a quarter. They never want to lose their active status. It's just something that makes them feel proud of themselves. You can count on those people four times a year. Then we have those that order twice a year, the beginning of the year and the end of the year. They have two times a year ordering consultants. They're significant. And then we have those who order once a year for personal products. You know, then you've got this group, and we have those praying women who cheer others on and encourage others. You need those prayer people. You need those people because they feel like what their role is very strategic, very significant. Reward those people. Finding a place for everyone to play is like a big game of Mary Kay Pink Chess. People need to feel valued no matter where they're playing, and you build a solid foundation of a unit that truly is the built-to-last units that most of us dinosaurs have. Leading Reds, what a great contest the company has in place now to put your total thrust into creating the Red Sea in your units now, so you'll get off and running to a powerful Red Start July 1st. Again, the vision you place before your unit and how you communicate your vision and belief to them is huge. That's how you bridge the gap from point A to point B at the beginning of the year as well as during the year. You know, I remember when I wanted to get reds in my unit, I asked the place that I met every week, the Gladio, the catering place, to put 25 chairs up in front, 12 on the left side of the podium and 13 on the right side. At that point, I had three red jackets, and I put all those chairs up there. I felt like an idiot. I had chair backs made with the, you know, the red corduroy chair backs with a white star, and I said, we're going to grow in, we're going to have 25 red jackets. We're shooting to have 25. That was a pretty big goal. You'd think I might have had a brain in my head and put five on either side, you know, and not have so many empty chairs. But I want you to know that putting that vision in there and talking about it every week, people rose up, and we ended up with 30 red jackets in our unit, not 25. And I'll tell you, talk about growth. That is red growth. We had red jacket posters. We had red hots on the chairs. We had car posters. The cars were red. We had notes of belief, and I was handpicking those and breathing belief into them. It all works when you have the vision, plan, and you execute it by breathing encouragement and teach them skill sets. Remember, breathing encouragement to people, giving them the dream, make sure that you are spending enough time teaching them the skill sets on how to do the interviews, how to invite guests, and how to follow through. You know, Arlene Linares had the ultimate unit at the very base of the pyramid. It was a pyramid. It was called the ultimate unit. I'm sure you can Google it and find it. But at the bottom of the pyramid was a broad base of black and white club consultants who were senior consultants with one or two. Then the next level, which was a little bit skinnier, maybe 5 to 8, star team builders. That was the next level up. And just above that, skinnier yet, as the pyramid gets skinnier, team leaders, 3 to 4 in your unit at all times. Right above that was future directors, 2 to 3 up there at all the time with 8 to 10. And then DIQ, there always had to be one at the top of your pyramid point. The pyramid was a guide to keep the flow of the pyramid of consultants climbing the career path. So, my friends, maybe you need the ultimate pyramid, and you need to put that in front of people so that you start that flow of people moving up the chart. Events on your calendar, how many each week in addition to your weekly success meeting do you have? If you opened up your datebook right now, you know, can you see big pink squares that show your meeting, maybe a career coffee, maybe a party that you personally have, a party that you held for a superstar or a kickoff party for a new consultant that you really see something great in there. Maybe in the field with your key consultant desiring cars and directorship, maybe a muffins and makeover, a breakfast. What is it? Meeting at a coffee shop and sharing the opportunity with a key person. Setting 8 slots in a month. Setting 8 slots in a month, maybe to work with those who desire to move up, and then maybe to get 10 to 15 customers at their home or your training center, wherever you choose to do your work. Product previews. You know, open up your datebook, find 8 spots, and work with your key people and your new people, the people that want something, maybe your seasoned and consistent star consultants. But you know what? If you have 4 to 5 events a week, and let's say you just have 4 events a week, that's 16 in a month. If you do 5 events a week, and that includes your personal parties and your success meeting and then 3 other things, I promise you, that's 16 to 20 a month. That is trip. That is trip when you're focused on recruiting results and helping people build their own organizations. That's what that is all about. So do you have, what kind of events do you have on your calendar? I promise you those events will help you fill the 40-hour-a-week time slot. The pink bling mug, everybody's got to have it. Even the consultants who barely order, they may want to consider their personal products order and gifts for the next 6 months and or a handful of relatives ordering their favorite Mary Kay products so they can ensure that they get that mug before May rolls out. It's a $4.50 wholesale. But just get creative and work every program the company puts before you to its fullest potential and all the way to the expiration date. Don't get tired of continuing to talk about those programs that the company has on InTouch and for people because those always get results. Well, let's take the word strategy and put it down the left-hand side of your paper so I can give you an acronym for strategy that you can begin to employ every single month. Today, you can start today and every single month. And by the way, if you're reaching for a big, huge, ginormous goal, you must know your numbers, but you must have a plan to reach the people that works in your head. I know that some of you feel you would need more than the parting of the Red Sea to reach the London, England trip. But let me share that if you work to breathe belief into the people and you end up doing 27,500 wholesale in June after finishing your very strong May, you will set your consultants up for a huge mental victory of, oh my gosh, we're victorious. Together as a unit, we achieved a super strong Circle of Excellence Month of $27,500. That's what every unit achieves that reaches the $650,000 Circle of Excellence trip to you. When they do it once, when you reach that 27.5 epic number wholesale, once the mind has been stretched to a new dimension, remember, it can never return to its former states. It's many consultants, it's new consultants, it's seasoned consultants, it's team builders with leadership in their sights, having individual wins that allows that 27.5 to happen. It's you setting a recruiting goal through all those events that you have. It's you personally getting a gold medal, as you heard Cindy say. I did that. That's how I earned my first pink Cadillac. That's how I, you know, earned my first trip, and that's how we did 2 million. That year I had 24 qualified people. Many of them came in as star consultants. And so that's why that 2 million happened. If I had not contributed 24 qualified people in 1993, along with, you know, encouraging my people, you know, to grow our unit to 500, I would have probably ended up in the $1,950,000 unit club. So your leadership matters. Your personal contribution matters. It matters. It matters for you to have an individual win as well. I will say this. You will be paid well to be a strategic thinker, friends. You will be paid well and experience leadership rewards for leading yourself and leading your unit to a ginormous victory each month in commissions and bonuses. And those individual months will compound with interest and gain confidence and momentum in winning as a unit throughout the year. But the real reward is running through the finish line after encouraging and breathing huge belief into the individual consultants that you have been entrusted to lead. Any huge victory is the collective achievement of many individuals. People will support that which they help to create, I promise you. Find a place for everybody to support what you're creating. As I said, those of us old-timers created selling units. Selling units stay intact for years and years and years because they're built to last for a lifetime, not just a season. I'm all about the strategy that will last for a lifetime. When you teach your consultants to sell, to build relationships with their customers, to offer the Mary Kay opportunity to everyone, you will build a rock-solid foundation of layers and layers of consultants who love being part of your unit because they know they're making a difference, and you've designed it with places for each one of them to find their winner's spot. They will always feel loved, appreciated, and valued for their contribution, even if it's only a $225 wholesale once a year that you can count on. What would happen if we acted in the next 36 days, beginning today, as if each day were June 30th? What would you be doing differently right now? How would that thought affect your thinking? One more call, one more booking, one more ask in the 11th hour, one more interview, one more facial, one more party, one more luncheon group gathering of product preview with customers, one more delivery to share product, upselling, and the opportunity, one more prayer, one more referral. Let's do something totally off the hook and pretend that each day, starting today, is June 30th. Now, back to you, SC personalities. I know you're still waiting with your pen in the same spot for me to unfold the acronym of strategy. So here we go. You can fill in the blanks now, and you can be happy because I didn't lose my place. Okay, S is for selling. Selling the product is critical. T is for telling the Mary Kay story. We're not always going to recruit, but we're going to tell the story to every group we get in front of, every individual. We're going to learn to share a two-minute I story, and the I story would be who you were before Mary Kay, how you've been blessed and grown since you started in Mary Kay, and where you're going, because people will only follow a leader who knows where she's going. So telling the Mary Kay story, that's the T in strategy. R is recruiting for results. You know, when you get to the end of telling the story, you say, well, Crystal, other than fear, what would prevent you from becoming a Mary Kay beauty consultant? I'd love to answer those questions for you. You know, recruiting for results. A is for attitude. If you don't have a positive attitude, you don't get it in check every day by listening to something positive, reading your Bible, before you interact with your consultants, I would say don't do it. Affirmations, reminding yourself of how great God made you. You know, affirm yourself. Write an affirmation and keep your attitude in check. That's the A in strategy. T is for training in the field, not just trying. If you say I'm going to try, trying doesn't get results. But if you try with the right skill set, you'll triumph. And so I want you to try, but I want you to put the little oomph on the end so that you receive triumphs every day. That's the T. E is for enthusiasm. Use enthusiasm as the daily energy fuel to move the mountains that you're going to have to move every single day. It's going to take enthusiasm. Mary Kay said the last four letters are IASM. That means I am sold myself. G is for goals. Be a daily goal getter. Just like I shared with you, divide your day into three parts. What's your morning goal? What's your afternoon goal? What's your evening goal? And then the why and strategy is to celebrate often. Celebrate often. Oh, my gosh, you guys. If you don't celebrate and you don't celebrate consultants' daily victories, you know, sometimes I'll say, text me and tell your morning victory. Text me and tell me your afternoon win. Text me and tell me what you're celebrating tonight. You know, and that's for people that are DIQs, and that's for people that you are totally in tune with, those key people that are working under a deadline and working to do everything. You need to be checking in with those people. And prioritize your activity to get the results every day. Remember, there's the six most important things list, and then there's the six most important things list that's the VIPs. That's the very important priorities that align with the goals so that you get the results that you're looking for. And then focus. Follow one course until successful. As I've been watching Melody Fox, you know, we've really been birthing a baby for the last 9 months, and, you know, she's getting the last 6 days of finishing up five DIQs. One of them just finished yesterday on Memorial Day, so she has four to finish up and just some loose ends to tie up. Talk about focus, following one course until successful. She's working and doing one thing to help one unit finish. Then she's moving to the next and the next and the next. And that's focus. And if you have the same kind of focus, you can do a laser focus. You know what can happen with the laser. You know, it can burn through steel. That's how strong a focus is when you're following one course to successful and you're not chasing 15,000 rabbit trails. As I said, commit to daily wins because the daily wins are super, super important. Well, I know that your director can give you a strategy for selling. You know, we've got temptation baskets. We've got patio pedicures. We've got Father's Day sales. We've got customer appreciation months. We have so much to finish stars. We've got, you know, maybe a customer appreciation month in June, but maybe resurrecting the brainchild of someone who wants to finish their star that, you know, they call 24 people in the next 24 hours to sell $24 worth of product. Whatever, you can figure this out. You know, when's the last time you talked about facial boxes? How many facial boxes do people have out? How about the idea of a 5-class or 10-class week? How about a wow gift or a wow discount for somebody who holds a party between now and the next 36 days with a party of three or more? Something that's irresistible. You know, there's so many ways. You know, it's all about multiplying your options. And remember, what gets praised and what gets recognized is what gets done. Finding bookings is like fishing. You have to have your poles in the water. How many ponds do you and your consultants have your fishing poles in? That's the goal. Parties, facials, trunk shows, on-the-go selling, online selling, customer appreciation, facial box names, Father's Day challenge, the 24-hour challenge, angel packets that you put in your customers' offices where there are women, and they're like silent hostesses, but we call them angel packets. It's all in the booking momentum. Where will their victory arena be? Each consultant, look at them and say, how can I help them find a win? Who will you lead to the victory arena as a consultant in your unit? You've got to show them a place to win. You've got to show them a place to play, and you will have greater results. What do you have in place to finish with a victory this month? Yourself as the leader in May. You know, you've got 6 days, too, this month. You've got lots of time to get yourself a gold medal, and then you can go into June popping those parties with those five new people and helping those five new people become red jackets. You could do incredible things, but you remember, you're the activator. You're the initiator. You're the one that is the genesis of all the brilliant ideas and all the belief. Your unit needs to know that what they do matters, that every single order matters. I'd have selling contests. I'd give them selling ideas. And then find out the people and identify the few that you can work closely with to maximize, you know, courts of sales and courts of sharing and your nationals courts, you know, your unit courts. But you yourself, get that underway. Make your goals happen in May. Don't hope they happen. Leaders with a small I hope things happen, and leaders with a big L make things happen. And you are all capital L leaders, or you would not be on this call. We've got to understand that self-discipline is self-leadership and that no one else can do it for us. Having others around us in our peer group that believe in us, encourage us, and support us is so critical. It's so important. And we call that community. When you combine community with your strong commitment to self-leadership, it's a powerful, dynamic duo, just like our day and night solution. It's going to allow you to experience benefits, a whole new level of leadership with a capital L instead of a little L. And there are so many of us who are interested in not only the paycheck that we can bank, but the paychecks of the heart that leave a legacy when we're no longer in Mary Kay. You know, the Apostle Paul was Timothy's mentor, and he urged Timothy to be bold in the face of opposition, because whenever you're going after a big goal, there's always opposition. My friends, if I may call myself a leader of leaders, you, to you and a mentor to many of you, let me say that when we allow people to intimidate us, we neutralize our effectiveness for the kingdom. We're only intimidated and shut down when we are not leading from the front. We must always lead, as Mary Kay said, three ways: by example, and by example. And when we lead from winning and doing, we have the ability to ignite fire and inspiration in others. Never, ever, ever give your leadership away by leading from behind. In my estimation, every single one of you can get a diamond bumblebee. Every single director, in my opinion, I always look to see if she's sporting a diamond bumblebee, because that is leading from a platform of performance. That is bringing in your next future leaders. That is how important it is for you to do that. And again, let's commit to product knowledge and showcasing our state-of-the-art skincare products and our mouth-watering glamour line. We have really stepped it up, in my opinion. We've got to educate our consultants on the basics of skincare, on supplements, so they're excited and equipped to sell the features and benefits of our products. Commit a segment of your sales meeting each week to a different product that a consultant researches and presents at the meeting, and then she creates a selling challenge for her sister consultants with recognition at the following meeting for the number one seller of that product. Give some of your meeting away to emerging leaders. Personally, I believe we got to get into the field ourselves and get shoulder to shoulder with our consultants who have desire with our future leaders. On my director call this month, my advice was to personally meddle. It always is. I bet you've never heard that one before. But my reason for talking about that is whenever I want to personally experience or begin the wave of a quantum leap in my unit or my area, I would always get a gold medal and challenge other people to do the same thing. I don't really know of any other way to jumpstart my own belief and my own internal engine. Once you begin meddling as a regular business habit, you can encourage others to make it their business way of life too. You know, if Mary Kay Ash came down from heaven and said every single director has to get a gold medal every month because that's now part of being a director and a leader that leads by example. So I hate to say this, but if you don't get a gold medal by the end of May and then every month going forward, you won't be a sales director anymore, because there's probably no shortage of people that want this position that would be willing to get a gold medal every single month. Wow, how many of us right now with zero recruits in our unit, how many of us would get a gold medal with five? Wow. And I would encourage you to get that gold medal and make it another business habit of getting it by the 15th of the month as your priority focus. What is more important than you bringing in possible candidates for directorship to build your national area? What is your priority focus for your personal business? What is your focus of leadership, my friends? Because if you recruit five people by the middle of the month, you can take those five and hold their kickoff parties in the second half of the month and get those five qualified. Wow, right there, you've added five qualified. You get the $500 unit volume bonus, and you get $500 because they're personal recruits. They got, you're adding $1,000 every month to your income. Guess what that is? $12,000 a year. Is there any reason why you wouldn't want to think about that? In addition to knowing and believing that we have the greatest opportunity in the world to offer women, what other incentive do you need to commit to personal recruiting besides the raw income your effort produces and the new women that you get the opportunity to work with that bring fresh excitement and a facelift to the unit? Wow, you guys, that is so, so important. We need to get our sense of urgency in the first 2 weeks versus the last 48 hours of every month. Imagine the chain of events that occur when we look at the first 2 weeks as our window of opportunity. We have more to give and invest in our people in terms of raw belief, enthusiasm, and hands-on field expertise. Your self-confidence will grow. We don't buy into their booking excuses so easily because we have women to introduce in our units as at our success meetings as our brand new team members. That way, we're taking personal responsibility to go to London, to go on these top director trips, for the combustion spark for our quantum leap. People who want to be around us with our uncontained raw excitement. And look for women to work with key people. Gosh, you guys, take these key people with you to your classes so they learn while you earn. Invest in them with accountability calls. Check on them. How are they doing? Give scripts to them. Challenge them at the beginning of the month with a retail sales and recruiting goal and put them in your hip pocket and believe in them. Cast a vision of directorship. Equally significant women to invest time in are your new consultants. Make sure you have a tight new consultant orientation that inspires, educates, informs, and encourages the new consultant. Build a relationship with her. These are all programs programs and systems, you may already have yours in place. The key here is no matter what is in place, you must always add in your personal recruiting, because it is critical as you lead from a platform of performance versus a platform of expectation. That means you're expecting them to do something even though they don't see it fleshed out in your business life. We are so much more incredible when we are leading from a performance platform and encouraging them to do the same. You know, Mary Kay, just remember this. You know, she was very disciplined, and I just pray that discipline is in the diet of your life. Will you choose to be disciplined, to suit up and get away from your computer and be with the people? Live large outside your home and see how your world changes. You've got all these corporate work weeks left to make your May and June and year-end goals a reality. Remember this, my friends, as you consider a quantum leap. Mary Kay created this company from nothing. Nothing concrete, nothing visible. She manufactured this in her heart, then her head, then she wrote it on a paper. That's called strategy. She cast a vision to a handful of 9 girlfriends. She created excitement for what could be. A frenzy of belief followed with activity and plan. Hebrews 11:1 says, what is faith? It's the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It's the evidence of things we cannot yet see. Mary Kay built others up. We have that same ability modeled for us by Mary Kay to lift our consultants to a new level of commitment, new level of excitement and thinking, just as Mary Kay did and your national sales director did for you. We can encourage them to a new level of activity. You have to exercise your power to influence now to take a quantum leap. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that's at work within us. You've got social power, social media, plug into it. Who you know and who you don't know. So many unused opportunities where discipline can step in and propel you to a new level, your quantum leap. Only be around the people who are where you want to be. Again, the Bible is such a guiding force. As 1 Corinthians 15:33 warns us, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. We do become like the people we associate with. I would begin to share my quantum leap vision with everyone I know and don't know, and only be with other eagles who can soar, that you can soar with now. You have verbal power to influence others in what you say and don't say. As I said, watch your words. James 3:10 says the tongue has the power of life and death. We can build others up or tear them down with our words. You know that old saying, as I was growing up, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? That is not true. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will put you in counseling. Remember, curses and blessings out of the same mouth. Mary Kay would never say anything to hurt anyone. She was a master at encouragement, master at encouragement, master at lifting people up. She was propelled by her love for the Lord and her desire to help women. Mary Kay embodied love and harnessed an army of pink soldiers for a cause with her kind words and strong work ethic and belief system. You have physical power to influence others. What you do and don't do, actions will always speak louder than words. Choose the women you want to influence, impact, and mentor. Go, connect, phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, physically in her space, in the field. Set up accountability, help her formulate a plan, travel if necessary, but stay in the quantum leap zone and operate with commitment, not emotions. Pray for God's supernatural power. You guys just pray for it. Pray, pray, pray. And remember, here is my verse, Ephesians 2:10. We are God's masterpiece, created to do something new. In other words, you are the product of God's vision. God has decided what you could be and should be. You are the outcome of something God envisioned. It's up to us to discover God's unique vision for our future, for our lives, because we don't want to be a rerun. We have the perfect opportunity to discover our purpose through our family and through our businesses. And remember, vision forms in the hearts of those who are dissatisfied with the status quo. We are visionaries in Mary Kay, and as directors, we help consultants dream big, think differently, decide to step out of the box of ordinary and become extraordinary. We look forward to hearing fantastic May end results, and I can't wait to be on our next London call, which is, I believe, June 1st, when we really kick off the last 30 days of the seminar year. Thanks again for letting me share, and God bless you. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Kathy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry,
thank
I went
you
a little
so,
over.
No. I could listen to you all day long, but gosh, I got to go to work now.
I know we all do, don't we?
You do. We all do. Gosh, I don't. Do you have just a minute for people that want to affirm you?
Sure. I'm not.
Sure.
I'm here. My mama's here too.
Your mama's here. Oh. Any nationals on the line that would like to say something to Kathy this morning?
Cindy Fox, this is Elaine Williams.
Good morning.
Hi, Elaine.
I feel like a consultant sitting here, even though I'm your Offspring National Sales Director.
Oh.
Kathy Helou, you bring the basics back to Mary Kay.
That's
and I am so thankful. I mean, I'm just sitting here taking notes like as if I'm a new consultant. So I just want to tell you how powerful you are in this Mary Kay world. And never stop doing what you're doing because you're carrying the message. And, you know, there are new ways of doing things. And I've gotten confused, you know, trying to decide, do we do that? Do we not? And, you know, you can mix new things, but you can never take away the basics of Mary Kay. So thank you, Kathy Helou. You're my
amen,
awesome.
Amen, my inner circle offspring buddy.
That's right. Anybody else?
Hello.
Kathy. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there's several. Yes. Yep. I can hear
Hello,
you.
This is Debbie Moore. Too bad you didn't know what you were going to say on this call, Kath. Holy smokes, are you joking? Forget it. Everybody needs to just go out and do exactly what she said, and you'll all be crossing your finish line in a way that you cannot even imagine. Mm. Powerful call today, Kathy. Perfect timing, perfect words, perfect inspiration, perfect education, perfect everything for 6 weeks in running.
Thank you,
the
Debbie.
Girl, you did it. Home run hit.
Love you too.
Awesome.
Thank
you, Debbie. Yes.
Hey, this is Joanne Bertolin. Girl, you are just my hero. That's all I can say. Everything you said, I am just like hyperventilating. I agree. Amen to Elaine and to Debbie. You just bring it home in such a powerful way, and you make all of us want to go order new starter kits and go to work. Thank you, Joanne. You're so sweet. I loved your call, too.
Thank you,
I learned so much from you.
The fight. She was all about the fight. I remember that. Anybody else?
Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, this is National Sales Director Kay Driggers.
Hi,
good
Kay
morning.
Driggers.
Oh, my gosh, girl, this was amazing. Thank you so much, Cindy, of course, for inviting us. And I collect those Russian dolls that you talked about, but I am going home to name my dolls. I love that. Thank you. And like everyone else said, thank you for keeping it real and the basic. And I'm excited. Girl, I'm going to go have a goal, and I'm going to work for it to know where I'm going to be June 30th. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kay. And I loved meeting your Sarah daughter-in-law and
was
exclusively
she awesome?
For Elise. She's a treasure. She is a treasure.
Yes, she is. And I'm so excited for her.
Mm.
Yes,
thank you
for pouring into them.
Kathy Helou.
Yes.
It's National Sales Director Kim McClure. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, my friend.
Hi, beautiful. You know, Ephesians 2:10 totally describes you because you are a masterpiece. You are such a gift to our company, Kathy, with your passion, with your words, with your training, with your vision, with how you call the greatness out of every single person from the bottom of their toes all the way up to the tip top of their hair and beyond. Kathy, you are the best thing that has happened to our company outside of Mary Kay. And Anne Newberry was powerful, and she was awesome, but you put the bow on the package with everything that you just gave to every single person who hears this call, replay of it. It is the best, the absolute best. So thank you, my friend.
Kim. Thank you so much. That means a lot. You're such a powerful leader. Wow.
Kathy.
And you made such a difference in Jordan's life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Kathy, Carrie Busker, I'm trying to get in here.
Yeah, there
Hi,
you
Carrie.
Are.
So many people who want to say something to you, but I remember you saying that someone told you you didn't have a good enough voice. But I want you to know that you are the voice of all the people who have the dreams in Mary Kay. And I love to hear your voice. I will never get tired of hearing your voice. But I believe that this call was for everyone in Mary Kay. It came from your heart. It came from your spirit of love for God and your dedication to Mary Kay and making all of us look at passing the torch. There's nothing else that you could have said that could have been any better for this day, this time. And I love you, Kathy.
I love you, too. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Kathy, is one of your other Russian dolls, Sue Yubel.
Hey, Sue, my Russian doll.
I'm so glad to be one of those Russian dolls, and I wouldn't have missed this call anything. I was putting the alert out there as Cindy was texting us last night, and I said, don't you miss this call from your mama, your senior mama, and you are just the absolute best. And I knew you'd have the word for today, and I knew you would have the words for our directors, and just directors nothing for all of us.
What?
It was just the perfect, perfect.
What are we doing?
Oh, someone talking? Anyways, those perfect, perfect words for today. And thank you for just always encouraging our hearts, always pouring that belief, and then giving us the how-to with your strategy and just the things to do. I just so love you and so proud to be one of your Russian dolls.
I love you too, Sue. Oh, my gosh. You always motivate me too. Oh, my gosh. It's so fun to have your Offspring Nationals on the call.
Isn't
I love
it?
You, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, Kathy Alou, this is Sabrina Good Monday.
Hi,
and
Sabrina.
Oh, my goodness. Kathy, you do it for me. You know you do it for me. You've always done it for me. And I've taken 10 pages of notes, and you are just anointed and appointed. You know you are, Kathy. I don't know if you know it, but you got to know it. How you breathe such belief in all of us all of the time. I will never forget my first trip to Maui and the highlight, like when Jordan said her highlight was Kim that on her. My first we were there with the Nationals, and I came around the corner, and you grabbed me, and you looked in my eyes, and you said, Sabrina, you deserve to be here. You're going to be a National. And honestly, that took me on to just higher levels. And so, Kathy, I just want you to know that if you don't know, and I know you know it, that you're special. I was thinking about your teaching and your training, and I listened to the content, but I just also listened to how you prepare and how you execute, and we can always learn so much. So thank you, Kathy, for being you. Thank you, thank
oh,
you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Sabrina. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. Well, Kathy, this is Cindy Fox again, and I have a question.
Okay.
Okay. In your strategy. Okay, I know you type, but I write. I don't write as fast as you talk, though. S for selling the product. T for telling the Mary Kay story. R, recruiting for results. A is for attitude and having a positive one, as well as affirmations. T, training in the field and with the right skill set, you said.
Yes,
then
right. Training in the field and not just trying, but having a triumph every single day.
We'll give you a triumph. That's right. E is for enthusiasm, and I love the last part, I-S-I-A-S-M. I am sold myself. I remember Mary Kay saying that, but I have forgotten it until you said it today. G was for goals. Be a goal setter. And the Y was?
Yay. Celebrate
Yay.
Often.
Yay. Okay.
You know, celebrate often, a morning celebration, an afternoon celebration, and an evening celebration so that people get winning momentum. Every day they get winning momentum. They're not focused on their loss. They're focused on their next win.
Wow. You know, and before I went to London, my daughter, you know, I have twins, and they graduated last week, last
Thursday. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
And thank you. Thank you. Whew, we feel like we really have raced a race. But anyway, and so my daughter has got hooked on hot tea. Caffeine-free, most of them, and she started this about a year ago. Well, before we went to London, I thought, you know, I'm going to try that because in London, they drink tea. And so when a celebration can be a big thing, but for me, when I have a great day, I have a glass of hot tea, and it's calorie-free.
Mm.
You know, I mean, right about tea time in mid-afternoon or thereabout, a hot tea. So it can be, celebrations are different for different
That's
people.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
And so just having a glass, I just sit quietly, and I drink my tea. And I just, you know, celebrate with myself that I've had a productive, a day worth celebrating. And so I just wanted to give that as an example, and I wanted to tell a story about you. 2 years ago, or year before last, for Career Conference, I had the blessing and privilege to work with you at Charlotte Career Conference. And I asked for that, and I don't know if the directors are listening, know that we get to ask for, and then we're assigned based on ranking to different cities. And praise the Lord, I did get Charlotte. And I asked for Charlotte first primarily because I wanted the opportunity to work with you, because I had been around you, but I had never gotten to work with you. And I'm forever thankful. And on the first day when we were rehearsing, and I know you remember this, myself and the other two nationals, Carly Eisenhart, and I think it was Pam Powell, Pam Clickna Powell, we commented on a bracelet that you were wearing and how pretty it was. And she said, "Do you like it? It's one of my favorite pieces." That's what you said. And I thought, she has a secret. I could tell that you had a secret by the way you said that. I thought, she has a secret about that bracelet. Wonder what it is. Well, the secret, you guys, was that she had put in every one of our chairs a gift, all frou-froued up with tissue paper and everything, and in the gift bag was that bracelet, that same bracelet. And it looks like kind of like a belt, and I call it my belt of truth. And I wear it very, very often, and I always think of you, Kathy Helou, because you do. You always give us the truth in practical measures as well as in word pictures. You give us the truth, and you always speak the truth in love, and that's what we love about you. You are like a prophet to us.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you, Cindy. That makes me want to cry. Woo.
I just love you, love you, love you. And I appreciate every time I get to listen to you. And, you know, my big dream is to one day do a call and have all my Offspring Nationals, all my Russian dolls, come on and tell me how much they appreciate me. I think every national that's on this call could say that's their big dream, too. So we're all going to run out and get us some Russian dolls or Kay Driggers, some Build-A-Bears. She knows what I'm talking about. We're going to get those. Y'all go forth and make it an amazing week this week. You've got all you need to do it. Thank you again, you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.